All right, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. And as has been reported over the last couple of days, the death of film director and actor Rob Reiner at the age of 78 and his wife, about 10 years his junior, Michelle, tragically the lead suspect in their murder, their 32-year-old son. And on my own personal Facebook page yesterday, posting the remembrance of actor Kevin Bacon.
I'm not sure how to do this, but Rob Reiner gave me a job in A Few Good Men sometime in the 90s, I guess it was. And I was over the moon to get that job because people may or not know, but this is Spinal Tap is my all-time favorite movie. And when he called me, I was just so thrilled. But the making of that movie was one of the best experiences that I've ever had on a set. He was so fun, you know? And it comes down from the top, you know? You can set a tone where people feel like we are working hard, but also working hard in a safe and pleasant and fun situation. You know, we had lunch together every day. I'd never done that with a director before or since. I'd never gone to have lunch. And Michelle would be there, and the two of them were so great together. Kira would come by. She was pregnant. Bring Travis, you know, it was a magical time. So I'm just sending love to everybody that knew him, because I know that everyone's hurting today.
Actor Kevin Bacon, remembering Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. A lot of people are fans of the movie The Princess Bride. Reiner, the director of that classic film as well. This day in history, in 1773, the Boston Tea Party took place in Boston, Massachusetts. I don't think too many of you were there. In a raid on three British ships in Boston Harbor, American colonists disguised as Native Americans dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard, making their point. The incident was a protest of Britain's taxation of tea in the colonies. Also in 1915, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity on this day. And in 2010, 15 years ago today, the final episode of Larry King Live aired on CNN. Oh, where did the time go? Hey, before I get you back to Sounds of the Season on your Christmas station, WWIB, here's a Christmas thought for the morning.
Hi, this is Troy Salava from Chippewa Valley Bible Church. I love this Christmas season. The verse in John chapter 1, verse 14, where it says, "The Word became flesh. God himself, who knows all things, who sees my sin and my mess and my guilt, he still would come to become flesh to save me." So I pray that this Christmas season, you realize that you are not too unlovable. God loves you. The fact that he became one of us to save us, that baby in a manger is the pursuit of God. The Word became flesh. What an encouraging truth. I hope that encourages you today.
Birthdays. To the listener line we go, and there's birthday Bob. I mean, he just got it in here. Yeah, it's 6:17 moments ago. Birthdays are early today. That doesn't happen a lot. But here's the deal. Sometimes Christmas songs are short, sometimes they're long, and we chose some of the shorter ones here. From Bob on the listener line at 396-1670 says, "Happy birthday to our drummer boy, Sam Heer, son-in-law, young man of many talents, wearing many hats." And Bob says, "Celebrating you all day, Sam, and praying for many new blessings throughout the new year. Happy birthday." That's a good message. Thank you, Bob. All right, well, we've talked about how we're words people. We've got the word of the year.
Yes, indeed. The Merriam-Webster, of course, that famous dictionary. Now, most people probably just use the online version, but their 2025 word of the year, and there are a lot of different words that they considered, but this is the word of the year.
Yeah, the term slop, S-L-O-P, has gained significant traction this year due to the rise of artificial intelligence, leading to its choice as the word of the year.
Greg Barlow, president of Merriam-Webster, noted that the word slop reflects the current landscape of digital content, which many find fascinating yet frustrating.
Don't you think of like pig slop?
Yeah, I do. But so, I feel that, though. I have to say I'm really out of touch because I didn't know that's how people described online content. But sure.
Yeah, there is slop. Originally used in the 1700s to describe soft mud, slop now broadly refers to low-quality digital content produced in large volumes by AI.
This includes absurd videos, manipulated images, and misleading news.
So these are some of the words that were considered for the word of the year. For instance, 6-7, an internet term linked to a rapper's song known for its ambiguous meaning.
I'm doing the move. Merriam-Webster, again, considered these words, but slop took the cake. Performative, describing individuals who feign interest in others' preferences for personal gain.
Gerrymander was considered as word of the year. You can understand a lot of talk there with Texas, California, Indiana, referring to the practice of manipulating electoral district boundaries, usually reserved for, you know, after an actual census, but efforts have been made to do it kind of in the middle of a decade.
Indeed. Other words that Merriam-Webster considered for the word of the year, touch grass, which is two, a phrase encouraging people to engage in real-world activities instead of digital ones. Okay, sure.
Conclave related to the election of a pope, particularly following the election of Pope Leo, the first American pope. Wow, that was this year? It's been a long year.
Yeah, wow, it had. I would have thought it was a different year as well, too. Tariffs, of course, that was in the news a lot, discussed in the context of trade policies and their impact on the economy. That also was considered for word of the year.
The final one I am not going to try to pronounce.
This gained attention through a spelling game noted for its complexity. This is my favorite one. Here but we probably wouldn't have even done this segment if this had been the word of the year.
Give it a listen.
Lake Chargagagag Manchagagag Chalbunagungamog.
I just love it. Can we hear it again?
Say what?
Lake Chargagagag Manchagagag Chalbunagungamog.
You could impress your friends saying that around the water cooler.
And if you can spell it, there you go.
Would they drop it on somebody in a spelling bee?
I don't know. But I really want to hear someone try to spell that.
Oh, my. It is.
There are a lot of G's.
We both said, you said as a kid, Mississippi was supposed to be the tough word, right?
So. Yeah. I was telling you off the air. I remember a book in the library called The Cat Who Could Spell Mississippi. And I was like, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That's not hard. And I thought I was really smart. I cannot spell Lake Charg. Yeah.
One more time.
Lake Chargagagag Manchagagag Chalbunagungamog.
It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. We are your Christmas station. Back to those Christmas tunes in a minute. But first, we're giving you a chance to win a little stocking stuffer. How about the album Burn the Ships from For King and Country and a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls? Something sweet for your taste buds and your ears. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 715-723-2555. Here's our question. 10% of adults will do what this winter? 10% of adults will do this this winter. 715-723-2555.
All right. Let's hear from you. Be brave. Be courageous. Be a leader. Be first. You know, if you got the right answer, you take home the goodies and a couple of great prizes, huh?
715-723-2555. Cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and the album Burn the Ships from For King and Country. Could be yours. 715-723-2555. What will 10% of adults do this winter? 10% of adults will do what this winter?
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
Hey, Scott, what do you think?
Make snow angels.
Make snow angels.
That's a great guess, Scott. Could that, a lot more kids will, but 10% of adults, is that it? It's not what we're looking for. Thank you.
10% of adults will do what this winter?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Lena from
Greenwich. Hi, Lena. What's your guess?
Is it ghost sledding?
Ghost sledding.
All right. We're thinking in terms of those activities we associate with kids. Could that be it? No, sorry.
10% of adults will do what this winter? 715-723-2555.
Couple of great guesses. Obviously, winter's in there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from New Auburn.
All right, John, you got a great voice. What's your guess?
Slip and fall on the ice. Ooh, no.
That's not fun. I like the first two guesses better in terms of enjoyment, but
maybe more realistic.
Yeah, probably. Probably higher than 10% of us. Be careful out there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Fall Creek, Ron.
All right, Fall Creek, Ron, what do you think?
Gain weight.
Gain?
Why?
This is the thing, 10% of us, and now I feel like, man, that might be even higher.
Yeah, well. Sorry, Ron. Good try, though.
It's hibernation mode, right? 10% of adults will do what this winter?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Rice Lake.
Hey, Jim, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Camping.
Camping.
Camping this
Some winter.
Winter
camping. I feel like Sam would love that. He'd be down for that.
Jim, are you up for that?
No.
10% of adults will do this winter. Is it camping, Jim?
Sorry.
It's not. Thank you. Chance for a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's in Chippewa Falls and the album Burn the Ships from For King and Country.
Now, you and I have had the Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake, and I imagine there's listeners, you know, throughout the vast regions of Wibland who haven't. They are
incredible.
Incomparable, right?
I mean, and again, I think he is at 450 plus That's flavors crazy. That he's created. So it doesn't have all those, but I mean, usually, I don't know, a couple dozen flavors every day, I think.
Everyone is fantastic. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Jim, good to hear from you. What's your guess?
How about stay home for the holidays?
Stay home. Yeah, a bunch of travelers, but are there 10% staying home? Sorry.
10% of adults will do what this winter?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Finley from Chippewa Falls.
All right, what's your guess?
Is it making a snowman?
Is it making a snowman? Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah, that's a good guess, and that is not it. Sorry.
Thank you for the call from Chippewa. 10% of adults will do this winter.
All right, we'll take three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Go right ahead. You're on the air. Okay. All right, still take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I don't know. It's flashing here.
Are you there?
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay. Boy, 0 for 2 there. But, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Lena from Trinidad.
All right. What's your guess?
Is it go on vacation?
Go on vacation during the winter. Sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Lena. 10% of adults will do this winter.
We'll take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rochelle Eau Claire.
Rochelle, what's your guess?
Snowshoeing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
People have been talking about that. Speaking of Sam, there you go again. He said he just got some snowshoes, enjoying those. That's not it. 10% of adults will do what? Last guess here before 8 o'clock. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Caleb from Cameron.
All right, and Caleb from Cameron, what's your guess?
Sleeping or tired.
Sleeping or tired.
10%. So maybe sleeping a little bit more during the winter. 10% of adults will do that. I mean, I'd be down for that.
You do very little of it, though. All right. Thank you so much. Everybody who tried will do it again after 8:15 here on WWIB.
Tuesday trivia try number 2 here on the Wib Wake Up Show, and your chance to win a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, plus the album Burn the Ships from For King and Country, the Saturday night headliners at OneFest 2026.
Which would be a great stocking stuffer to give to somebody for Christmas.
Indeed.
All right, 723-2555 is the phone number. And again, those great prizes. Caleb, what's the question?
10% of adults will do what this winter? 10% of adults will do this winter. What is it? 715-723-2555. Give us a call. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Augusta.
Hey, Chad. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
We're going to go with ice skating.
Ice skating.
Yeah, that's a great
guess.
I haven't
done that for a while.
10% people strapping on the skates and going. Mm. Not what we're looking for. Thanks, Chad, in Augusta. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Carrie from Augusta.
Wow. 2 in a row from Augusta. We're big in Beaver Country.
That's beautiful down there, the woodshed. Hi, what's your guess?
Is it getting pulled over by the police?
The winter's the time to do it.
It's a wonderful time of the year, officer. Not what we're looking for, thanks.
You know what? But maybe they're more lenient on you because they're like, it's cold.
I'm going to give you a warning. Some of the worst things to see is, sound like I've experienced this, Caleb, the flashing lights behind you. On the other hand, it's so wonderful to hear. Just going to give you a warning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Beth from Elk Mound.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How about snowshoeing?
That's been guessed. Do you have a backup guess?
I had one. What was it? I lost it.
No problem. Think about it. I don't. Call us back. Right. 10% of adults will do this winter. What are we talking about?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ball Creek, Ron. Get married.
Get married.
10% of adults getting married this winter.
A nice winter wedding?
Yeah, that's
Sounds
right.
Cold.
Well, Terry and Carol from our, I just saw them get here. Their 54th anniversary was just around last
sure.
week. Not it, though. So,
thank you.
All right. Thank you, Fall Creek Ron. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Jim, hey, Jim.
What do you think this time?
Polar plunge.
Polar plunge.
Oh.
Have you ever done that, Jim, on New Year's Day?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big thing. The polar...
Raise money for Special Olympics, usually?
We went down and watched that at the lakefront in Milwaukee one year. That is not actually it. So, thank you.
10% of adults will do this winter. What could it be? For a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and the album Burn the Ships from For King and Country.
I was getting cold just thinking of Jim's guest there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
Toby, what's your guess?
Ice skating.
Ice skating? Yeah, that's been guessed already.
You have a backup guess.
Snowmobiling.
Snowmobiling.
That has not been guessed yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it took us that long to have that guessed.
Not it, though. We'll do three more, okay? Three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Augusta.
All right, Chad.
Read a book.
Read a book.
Yeah.
Great time to do it anytime, but especially in those colder climes.
For sure. By the fire. There's just something special about that. Two more.
Two more.
Hi, what's your guess? Where are you calling from? Hearing myself. Yes.
Desmond from Altoona.
Hey, Desmond.
Good to hear from your friend.
Sledding.
Is it sledding? Has that been guessed?
Seems like it has.
I feel like it has. Yes, it has been guessed. So, Desmond, do you have a backup guess, buddy?
Skiing.
Skiing. That has not been guessed. Downhill skiing.
Snow skiing is not what we're looking for. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Desmond.
One more try here before we wrap it up and try it after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Beth. Beth from Elk Mound again.
You got the last guess, Beth.
Oh, I have a couple and I'm debating.
Uh-huh.
10% of adults will do what this winter? What do you think, Beth?
Go ziplining.
Wow. Okay.
That's different. That sounds like a fun activity. Maybe in the Dells or something. Unfortunately, that's not it.
All right. Think about that second guess. Hold on to it, Beth, and we'll give you and everybody else another shot coming up after 8:45.
You guys really covered the spans and, giving it a great shot here.
As we've said before, Tuesday Trivia does not work without all of you. So thank you so much. We love hearing from that huge cross-section all across Western and Central Wisconsin. Appreciate you all very much.
Absolutely.
It's try number three for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Hava with you on WWIB, your Christmas station. A chance for a little stocking stuffer here. Musically, for King and Country, we'll give you their album Burn the Ships and then something to tickle your taste buds. How about a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls? Both of those prizes yours. If you can call in to 715-723-2555 and answer this stumper of a Tuesday Trivia query. 10% of adults will do what this winter? 10% of adults will do this winter. 715-723-2555.
All right, let's find out. We've had a lot of good guesses first two times. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I should push this button. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie from Augusta.
Hi, Carrie.
Is it eat snow?
10% of adults will eat snow this winter.
Why would you say that?
Oh, I have lots of kids that like to do that.
I feel like a lot more kids than adults would do that. Is it 10% of adults will eat snow this winter? Yes, it is!
You're the winner, Carrie!
Well, Carrie, great job sleuthing that one, figuring it out. And we've got a Joseph Cheesecake Cupcake for you and a wonderful CD from For King and Country.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, 10% of adults will eat snow. Stats say 90% of kids will.
You're right. Oh, good stuff. Thank you, Carrie. And we appreciate you listening and participating here on WWIB. We're big in Augusta. Did you guys all get together and say, hey, let's listen to WIB or what?
That was my husband, too.
Yeah, right. All right, terrific. Well, hold the line. We'll tell you you can get your prizes. And in the meantime, enjoy some Christine Dente.